Hello, my beautiful darlings, and welcome to my special sacred place, which is Soul Space. I'm Nikki Allen. I'm an international psychic medium, best-selling author, angel communicator, basically an expert in anything paranormal. So if you found me, it must be that you love everything that is not of this world. Afterlife, angels, aliens, you name it, you're in the right space. So today I'm going to be addressing something which is asked so many times of me throughout my various social media websites, you name it. And it is this. Do we all have a guardian angel? Let me tell you what I know. Now, guardian angels can be mixed up with spirit people, normal angels, archangels. There's so many different hierarchies going on up there. But as you know, if you've already heard me, and again, thank you for your support, love and reviews. I've seen them all. You're absolutely darling. And if you're new, please leave a review of this show to help it grow. Just thought I'd quickly chuck that in before I start all of my celestial stuff. Now, with the different angels, as you know, I keep it real. I keep it simple. I don't want to get too much involved with the hierarchies, the different types of angels. There's just so many layers of understanding of frequencies. So I'm going to keep it really, really simple and basic, okay? Because we don't want to be overcomplicated, do we? We just want to know, do we all have guardian angels? The answer is yes. Thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you next time. The answer is yes. Now, this is where we get into a situation where people say, well, I've got a guardian angel because I'm not aware of them and I don't know who they are, what they are. This is the beauty of how the spirit world and the celestial layers work. They are there around us, whether we are aware of it or not. Okay. I know this because I'm aware of their presence whenever they come. And they are always trying to work with us. If we want a particular problem or something sorted or dealt with or we need help or guidance with, we invoke a particular angel for that issue. However, let's talk about guardian angels. Okay, so archangels are in a whole different hierarchy and they're there to be invoked to create certain roles for us and guidance. So for instance, if I needed healing, Archangel Raphael come down, blah, 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 okay? So we then have the spirit world. The spirit world is all of our beautiful loved ones and animals that are in our soul cluster. They're up in heaven, if you like. The reality layer is all they call it to me. It's the reality layer, you'll hear me refer to this, is basically heaven. It is the layer of frequency in the crystal palace. That's what they call it, home of the angels. That is a layer of frequency where all our souls thrive, survive, and do whatever they want to do that connect with us, okay? So when I refer to reality layer, that's what it is. I have spoke about the crystal palace and what happens when we die. So have a look at my old podcast because that covers all of this to save me repeating. So what happens is that our soul cluster is all our family, loved ones. Sometimes you'll be surprised who's part of your soul cluster. It could even be someone that's created a problem in your life. Okay, and you've just agreed to have the experience of being let down by someone you love. Sounds weird, but it's all part of soul ascension. So in that soul cluster, they're all spirit beings, okay? They're all spirit beings. So we've got the angel realms, say, to the right, and we've got us in the middle. Now, the thing is, when we talk about guardian angels, because the word angels has been incorporated into the human title, we think it's an angelic frequency. It isn't. A guardian angel, this is what I've been told when I've gone up and asked about, do we all have someone that looks out for us? A guardian angel, I'm going to really complicate in a minute because I'm going to add something else to mix. But a guardian angel is someone that has taken it upon themselves in your soul cluster who has had an earth experience. So they've had a human experience or hundreds of human experiences. They've taken it upon themselves to look after you a bit more than just normal spirit people. And that's a big commitment because most of our normal spirit loved ones up there, including animals, okay, they're guardians as well for us. They are pretty much around us whenever they want to be. a guardian angel takes a few more steps closer to looking out for you. We'll talk about a guardian angel. Just let me put that to the side and cover personal angels. Now, I remember when I was in bed for 5 years after my road accident with ME and fibromyalgia. And I remember an angel coming to me who I thought, you're not an archangel. You're not a human that's gone up to the spirit world and connected to my soul cluster. Who are you? And they said, I'm your personal angel. I'm like, right, okay. So there are, and there is a frequency of angels that are personal angels that are dedicated from the celestial layers, never had a human interaction, pure celestial energy, that are devoted to someone that needs to either stay on the planet or, you know, needs real big help. His name was Kai. The most incredible thing was, is that the following hour, I think it was, or 2 hours after he had introduced himself, I got a message from someone called Kai saying, I wish I could help you. I'm like, that's a bit weird. And I'd never seen the name Kai before, ever. Never seen it. And I suddenly saw it 2 hours. Then I put the television on, which was not an uncommon thing during those horrific years. I lost myself in everything on the television. And the main character was called Kai. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Then the following day, how did I think it again? Was another different program. And someone was calling the person Kai. So I did it three times, beautiful angel number. And so I then said, what are personal angels about? And they literally said, now and then, as I've just explained to you, we come to assist you for whatever amount of human time you need us to get you on the right path. So Kai was helping facilitate visitation and knowledge like Archangel Gabriel does. And they just disappeared, never heard from him again. And they are a cluster of frequency that come down to help us. Now, what was happening at the time personally for me was I was suicidal. I'd been told that I had an incurable illness. I was laying in bed incontinent. You know the story if you've read Me, Myself and I. And I just wanted to die every day. I looked at those bottles of morphine and thought they can go down my throat. The only thing that stopped me was the fact that, one, my dad had promised me that my life would change and it would change in the most beautiful, magnificent way, which is completely right because it's all happening now. And I kind of held on to that. But the biggest thing were my two beautiful babies, Teddy and Mia, who are now up at Rainbow Bridge. And they were the ones that kept me going without an absolute doubt in my mind. There was no way, because I didn't see people for so long, there is no way on this earth plane that I was going to do it because I didn't want to be one of those people found a week after and them crying and hungry. There was absolutely no way. So then the other possibility was I was going to make sure I could give them a good home and then, you know, take myself back home. Now, obviously, the powers that be up there, most probably said, oh, my God, she's going to be doing huge things from 2019, 2020. We cannot let this happen. She's one of our main portal mediums. She's an ambassador, but the ego structure around her body is telling her, what's the point? There's no point. Your body's broken. You're going to lay in bed, literally incontinent and in agonizing pain 24/7 for the rest of your life. What's the point? And so they interacted and came in and said, obviously, to this personal angel structure that happens up there, you know, this gathering of intelligence of personal angels said, look, get down there. Show us some synchronicity because we need to start showing her stuff. You know, be down there for her, guard her because she cannot come back home. She's going to break her contract. We need her here for what's coming for humankind. And please don't get me wrong. If you've never listened to me before and this is the first time, don't think I think I'm some sort of, you know, guru or whatever. But this is how it was told to me. I was needed for humankind later on. And so Kai came down. For those, just there's only a few weeks, just to hold me there, to give me some sort of hope and to guard me from actually doing it. So every time I try to think of a sneaky way to take myself over, it would bang, no, you can't do that. You know, I just know that he was there to infiltrate my energy and my mind and thought process to say, no, that's not going to happen because, you know, or, you know, he could have even perhaps, you know, encouraged my two babies to cuddle me more. They would lay on my chest. I've got a photograph of them just laying on my chest and like looking straight into my eyes. I might actually add this on my social, on my YouTube channel for you to see the photograph, and on my social media sites, and I'll say, you know what I'm talking about, because they would just look in my eyes like, well, we need you, mummy, you know. And then I would convince myself, well, do you know what? I'm a bad mum because, you know, the dog walker comes and gets you, but really you're not getting full quality life. So I was finding it hard when all these sort of things going on. Now, I also know that my dad is the most incredible person. So first of all, I had Kaiser personal angels. That's a personal angel. You may have heard that being referred to. I know 100% my guardian angel is my dad. My dad died, if you don't know, when I was 9 years old in a road accident. We come from a bloodline of exceptionally gifted mediums and psychics, okay? And my dad was no different. Their visitation is so strong, it is ridiculous. Every single time I've ever been, no matter how big the audience, biggest audience I've sat in as an audience member with Gordon Smith, there were 3,000 people there when it was the heyday of, you know, big theatre shows. And twice my family managed to get through to me. I was so embarrassed because I felt like a message grabber. And they're so strong. They will get their message to me. My dad has been there through everything, been there through everything. So I know he's my guardian angel. And I'll give you a for instance. It was something really stupid, but I may have told you this story already. I can never remember what I put in the podcast, darling. But literally, I had to have my wisdom teeth taken out because they were impacted and they were creating agony in my jaw. You know how bad they are because they actually connect to the jawbone, don't they? And they just start pushing your other teeth out of the way. So all four had to come out. And the problem is I have an allergy to scoline, which is part of the anaesthetic. And back in those days, that was the main agent that was in the anaesthetic. So they couldn't put me under to do it. And he said, yours are so badly impacted. Really, this should be done under general anaesthetic, but it's not a life-threatening thing. So it needs to be done under local. I'm like, fabulous. So I wasn't too happy about it. I'm feeling a bit, oof, now remembering it. It was horrific. Absolutely horrific. So I am really, really nervous, really upset about going. So I go in, it has to be done in hospital, go into the hospital, go into the room. And he literally injects me and then he's kneeling on the arm of the like dentist chair, literally trying to yank, oh my God, these teeth out. It was horrific. So he's doing two at a time, right? So one side and then the other side. And he took the first two out and it was horror. It was horror on a stick. I'm not joking here. I was like, what in the Archangel Michael is going on here? Because I literally was laying there with him yanking and ripping and tearing and I was trying not to swallow the blood. Oh, I can't even tell you. So anyway, took them out and then my face was black and blue, but then they became infected. I cannot even begin to explain to you how painful and how horrific that was. My face was the size of a melon. I had black eyes. And they became infected. I was in so much pain. It was just horrendous. I was a police officer at the time. I had to stay off work. And they're thinking, God, you know, she's not very bright. I'm in a state. So I was on antibiotics. And I had to have the nurse come in and keep redressing the wounds because they weren't healing. Oh, it was just horrible. So anyway, I then obviously, well, I don't do it. I think my partner at the time did it, phoned up and said, look, she's in a state. Are you sure, you know, you wanted to come in for the other two? And so the doctor said, I'm not being funny, or the dentist said, I'm not being funny, but you might as well get it over and done with. So I'm like, oh, happy days. Happy days. So I'm like, I don't want to go in. And I was crying. I was really upset. I said, I don't want to go in. I don't want to go in. And so it was my partner at the time. He phoned the hospital up and said, look, you know, she really doesn't want to come in. She's really not very well with the other two. And they said, well, she's going to have to wait months until it's done again because of the appointment structure. And the problem with that is that you're going to end up having more problems with your teeth because these are just literally pushing your teeth out of line. I mean, do you know what? I'll just get it over and done with. Absolutely petrified. When I went, as I walked into the hospital, walked into the room. They called me, walked into the room. I fainted. So I was so stressed and upset and in so much pain. And I thought, I can't go through this again. So they put me in a recovery room. I came back around and said, look, do you want to wait until I said, oh my God, look, no, just let's do it. Please, let's just do it. Walk in, not going to lie, ladies, this man was so sexy. He was the sexiest dentist I've ever seen. He was Irish, had the most stunning green eyes. He was so, his energy was so calm. He was like Archangel Gabriel mixed with Archangel Raguel. There was this calm, balanced energy about him. And his voice was like liquid chocolate. And he said, don't, I'm not going to even do the accent. Don't worry about it. I'll look after you. That's a terrible accent. I'm so sorry to all the beautiful Irish people in the world. That was horrific. I'm not going to do it again. He says, look, don't panic. He goes, I know how uncomfortable you are. He goes, I'm going to try and make it as easy as possible. So as I lay, as the bed starts going like that, I then look beyond him and there's a doorway where the nurse is like walking in and out, right? At the foot of the chair. And my dad is leaning against the door, like the door frame, with his arms crossed and his leg crossed over one leg going, oh, don't fancy sitting where you are, love. And I'm like, in my mind, I'm going, really? Because obviously I can't even talk to my mouth's open. And then he starts injections, right? I went, really? So I'm looking at my dad and he's laughing. I went, and in my head, I'm going, don't, I'm not being funny, right? You could have at least brought another angel here to heal me. You could have helped me. But no, you're sitting there laughing at me. Said, I'm not really impressed. He goes, I'm not really impressed either. He goes, oh, you're going to have him pulled out. And I was getting really angry, right? And so he was just laughing. And I'm going, yeah, you crack on laughing. I said, well, how about you actually help? How about you actually help rather than, you know, take the mickey out of me? You know, I'm your daughter. You should be protecting me. So I'm doing all this. I'm not having a domestic with my spirit dad. This gorgeous, sexy dentist. Like, ripping God knows what out of my jaw. And I just literally was, I'm not having it, Dad. You know, you should be like, you should be here for a start. You should be cuddling me. You should be sending a new dad role, whatever. So I'm having a right old go at him. And then the next thing I know, this sexy dentist, who also was kneeling up on the armchair, different dentist to the first one, right, says, okay, we're all done. I went, sorry. All right, huh? Because I'm like, got bling gauzes in my mouth, everything. He said, we're all done. I said, you're joking, aren't you? And he goes, I tell you now, he goes, whatever you did, you just disappeared off. And he said, whatever you did, well done. He said, because it got you through half hour of what I was doing. He said, what did you think of? And I didn't want to tell him. And in the end, I did. I said, well, as my dad was down, he went, oh, okay. So I said, my spirit, my dad standing there looking at me, and I was having a row with him. And I was joking and laughing, but then I got woozy and ended up getting faint again. So I had to go in the recovery room. And as I'd got up to go to recovery room, because I felt I was going to faint again, my dad just disappeared. Now, this is the interesting bit, right? Because a lot of skeptical people, including myself, thinking back on it, could have thought, you just manifested that. You imagined it, blah, 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 blah. One, it was really interesting because the nurse actually walked through him, which is really interesting. But this is the interesting bit. My dad had a purple shirt on, open at the neck, right? Very 70s kind of look. And that's when he passed. And dark grey slacks, dark grey pants, right? And it's making me go goosey now talking about it. And I remember talking to my auntie because we had a very difficult relationship with my dad's side of the family. My mum decided to come away from them after my dad's passing. There was a lot of ill feeling, which happens a lot when people pass. And so we kind of never saw our side of the family. And it wasn't until about a year or 2 years later that I reconnected and started talking to my auntie. Incredible tarot reader and automatic writer. Oh my God, so psychic, something funny, like a witch, just knew everything. So anyway, she goes, oh, I knew you were coming. So I said, oh, did you? Because I knocked on the door as a stranger. I tracked her down. And she said, yeah, granddad told me you were coming. He predicted it last month. I'm like, okay, then, no surprises there. So we got talking and she and I said about dad, said he's my guardian angel. And so she goes, oh, yeah, I know that. Yeah, I know that. He said he will be. And he obviously is. I'm really pleased about that, Nicola. They all call me Nicola that side as well. Oh, my God. So I went, oh, right. And so she goes, oh, wait, when did you say he visited you? So I said whatever date it was. And she went, wow, that's good. Well done, Al. Well done, Al. My dad's called Alan, if you didn't know. And so I said, what do you mean? Why are you so well done, Al? She goes, well, exactly the same time that you were in Alsett Hospital getting your teeth done in Essex, I was in Basildon Hospital in Essex. And I had an unexplained virus that they said is going to kill me. It was eating away at my, I think it was white blood cells or something like that. And they couldn't work out what the hell it was. And she said one day, she said, I didn't know if I was off my face on drugs or not, but your dad walked in. And she goes, don't say anything. She goes, but your dad, when he visited me that day, was wearing a purple shirt and pale blue trousers. Sorry, I'm getting it all wrong. I've got no chance. Menopause and ME, it's just not going to happen. He had a purple shirt and dark grey trousers on. And I went, are you joking me? She goes, was he wearing the same? I went, yep. Yeah. She goes, I'm telling you now. She goes, I literally suddenly recovered so quickly after thing that was killing me. She goes, I'm wondering if that bugger put me in the hospital just to prove that he was definitely with you, and he came to visit me with the same clothing on. So that was an incredibly beautiful and comforting synchronicity for me, that he'd visited exactly the same day, my auntie and me wearing the same clothing. Thought that was incredible. And so it helped to prove the guardian angel theory, because then, you know, when I ended up becoming a full-time medium, he would always, always say, that's enough now, Nick. That's enough now. If I was in a paranormal investigation of something bad, it would come in and go, Nick, there's something bad coming. In fact, you can see it on my YouTube video, the Birdbrook Ghost Hunt, where Matthew Hopkins, the witch hunter general, turns up. And he says, watch out, Nicky, but bastard come in. And I literally could fill months of podcasts just with the magic my dad has brought me and the synchronicities, the signs, the visitations have been mind-blowing. And, you know, every single time there's an upset or something's coming, whether it's good or bad, he will find a way for me to hear his song Bridge Over Troubled Water. And if you don't know this, he asked for the album Simon Garfunkel on Christmas. But he asked everybody for it because he loved the new song, Bridge Over Troubled Water. And he got 7 albums. And so it was a joke of the family, Bridge Over Troubled Water. And so that's another one of his signs to let me know is about. He predominantly is around me more than any of my other family members. Even after my mum passed, and she's been gone now nearly 5 years, still my dad is the one that presides over me more than anything. However, he did bring my mum a week before my Teddy passed, my fur baby passed a few weeks ago. So he obviously wanted to say, family's here. He brought my other dog, Mia, and Mina there as well. So he was just saying, we've got Teddy, we're okay. We're looking after you. Be happy. Come on now. And he will come in dreams. He will come by other mediums that I've trained in the past. He will come through them and they'll say, your dad's been here, he's saying this. And I go, yep, that's absolutely right. It's exactly what's happening. So he is my guardian angel. Now, what I must make clear now is, and this is again, is a massive comment I get, particularly on TikTok, where there's less awake people. It seems that my tribe on YouTube seem a lot more aware of spiritual synchronicities, signs, knowledge, you know, whereas TikTok, I feel it's more public that perhaps aren't as aware. And they say to me, oh, you're so lucky. I don't get any of that. I'm not lucky. I am born into it. And I've worked very hard to keep my vibration as high as possible throughout my whole life, despite all of the trauma I've been through. It's not about luck. We are all spirit people leading a human experience for this incarnation. Okay. Anybody can do this. Anybody can raise their vibration, which I'll explain a bit about in a minute. However, lots of people say, I haven't got a guardian angel. Yes, you have. I never get visitation from my mum. Yes, you do. Okay. The whole point is, just because you're not aware of it doesn't mean it's not happening. They are there all of the time. If you just sit just now while you're listening to me, just start thinking, who would be my guardian angel? Everybody that's passed, who would it be? It could be a friend. It could be a past husband, past lover. It could be nan, granddad, great granddad, whoever it is. Just think now. Who is your guardian angel? Who do you feel will be the one that will go the extra mile to look out for you? And 99% of you will be completely correct in who you have just thought of. The next question I also get asked a lot of is, well, I don't really know a lot of my family. I've still got all of my family down here. And, you know, perhaps it's the odd distant aunt or great-great-granddad. Lucky you, my lot are bleeding all gone. I've got one auntie, one uncle, brother and sister, and that's it. They're all up there. So even if you don't know anybody up in the spirit world, your ancestors, there will still be someone there who will be your guardian angel. And the most time that you end up finding out about it is, just say if you go and see a medium 1 year and then a medium the next year, they both say, oh, your guardian angel is your great-great-grandmother, Violet. One of you will have a great-grandmother called Violet who listens to this. Tell me and put a comment, drop a comment on my YouTube channel or somewhere. I don't think you can drop comments on podcasts, can you? So you all have guardian angels. The fact you're not aware of them doesn't mean they're not there. The fact that you can't see your mum and dad, I need to repeat this because people just say, I can't believe my mum doesn't visit me. I can't believe my husband doesn't visit me. Yes, I do. And yet again, I will explain why. We live in a very heavy, dense energy on the earth plane to stay in the gravitational pull of the planet, right? We wear a heavy meat suit to get around the planet. That's what we have to wear. And it's a right pain in the ass. Mine is massively a pain in the ass because I've said this before in another podcast, light workers and people that have got a high vibration that can connect in a click, blink of an eye, to the spirit world, their high vibration is trying to battle against a heavy meat suit, and that creates ailments and problems. Hence why so many mediums get problems with fatigue, exhaustion, pain, because they just don't like it and can't sit and fit properly in the body. Too much for them, it's too restrictive. And so the thing is that the higher vibration that we lead, the beauty of it is I know I'm never alone. I know that I have angels come and visit me. I know I can rely on them. I know that I get signs and synchronicities from my family and my guardian angel, my dad. I know all of that. I'm totally aware of it 24/7. The only bummer is I have to put up with being human, right? But you can raise your vibration. It doesn't mean it's going to make you ill. Please don't think that. You know, that I'm talking about people that do this full time like I do, right? I acknowledge the angels mostly every half hour automatically. I just do because I adore them. And it is worth the price. It is worth the price to have that massive connection back to source and to the Crystal Palace whenever I need it, whether it's through a triumph or a trauma. And so if you raise your vibration, right, you are literally going to open up a massive field of communication where you can then start seeing the most beautiful synchronicities and signs. And at the moment, because the planet is in crisis and because there's lots of change going on to bring back harmony and balance for the year 2026, there's lots of upheaval. During that time, what's happening up in the spirit world, the celestial layers, they're trying to bring people out of their shell, out of the human shell, and open up to the consciousness to send out love, to send out vibrations of lightness, to stop all of this darkness that's taking place. And so lots of people are coming to mediums. I've seen a massive spike of interest, massive, hundreds of thousands of people coming in to me, saying, what about this? What about that? I'm seeing this, I'm seeing that. Yes, welcome to being spiritually awake. I keep seeing the same angel numbers. I can't believe it. My uncle Jeff died. And then the following day, someone called Jeff said this. And I saw the name Jeff and his favorite Virgil was a Hulk and there was one sitting in my garden. Yep, that's how it works. That is how it works. You are becoming spiritually awake and you're opening your energy to source. Once you do that, that is when you're going to start noticing significant signs from your guardian angel. Okay. And it will be more, you will have more connection. You'll dream about them. You'll see their name. You will see, you know, perhaps something they love to do. Their favorite animal may come and visit you, whatever it is. You know, I have put on here what signs to look out for. So listen to that podcast if you haven't already. And it gives you a massive list of things to look out for that are signs from spirit. And once you connect to that, it's like, for instance, if I was you listening to this and you're interested in this, obviously you're interested, you won't be listening, right? I would then, after this podcast, I would think, right, I know for a fact my nanny, what should we call her? Let's call her my nanny Eve, right? Get my nanny Eva, because that's my nanny's name, right? I know for a fact my nanny Eva, I can feel it, it's my guardian angel. Go, Nan, I've just listened to Nikki and I'm just wondering, can you show me ways to open up my energy so I can be more aware of you coming to help me, please? They will jump on it like a jumpy thing on Planet Jump, right? They will be down in like a shot thinking, oh my God, she knows I'm there now. And so you'll start dreaming of her. So keep a soul journal in your bedside cabinet and write down everything she shows you, down to the colours, the feelings, the objects, and then go to a dream analysis website if there's symbology in there. You'll suddenly hear a name mentioned. You'll suddenly hear a favourite music start up. You'll suddenly start feeling your intuition so stronger than ever where you don't do that. Don't take that job. Don't trust that person. Do that. Go on that. That seems risky, but I know I've got to go for it. I know I don't want to change this, but I have to. I just feel I need to. So your intuition, everything, your whole compass, your whole soul compass becomes this brilliance of light, which is guided by your guardian angel. Don't do this. Wake up. The house is on fire. When I did Angels on TV, the stories, because we used to have a chat, you know, in the bar, in the restaurant afterwards and during the days when the filming was going on with these people. And then they'd talk about stories they knew as well. And it was just incredible. You know, people being woken up by their guardian angel saying, get out. The house is on fire. Get out because there's carbon monoxide spilling out through the house. Don't step out now because a car's going to come up the curb. You know, I've heard thousands of accounts of our guardian angels. You know, obviously archangels do it as well, but guardian angels take that invested time to look at your soul contract, look at your life purposes and think, right, how can I help? How can I change? They'll come down and blend with your energy more often than not. If you're not open and you're not aware of how to raise your vibration, they will reach you in sleep state because that is the best state. Alpha brainwaves, Theta, all of these brainwave states are clear, calm, and easy for them to infiltrate, to say to you, take that job next week. Watch that person. They're not right. Yes, you are right about that person you're working with. Stay away from them. Whatever it is, change your diet. Don't have dairy. Whatever it is that they need to help you with, they will start influencing you. But the more that you become aware of it and work on it through meditation, nature walking, calling out to them, writing to them in soul journals. And when you do that, you'll start hearing it more clearly. And it's such a beautiful thing to do. So I took this a step further and I went to the Halls of Learning. I specifically went up to the Halls of Learning, which is a frequency layer in the Crystal Palace. And I said, can you tell me about guardian angels? And I was in the presence of Archangel Metatron, who is the scribe of God, amongst other roles. I always recognize him because he just has all this purple flowing around him magnificently. And he always looks like, he looks like a mix between Gandalf and Dumbledore. Yeah, he always shows me his half moon glasses, long white beard, long white hair. And I say, do you show that image to everybody? He goes, no, I just know that you would liken and feel comfortable in this image of what I portray to you as a teacher, a mentor, and as a scribe of the omnipresence. I'm like, okay, then. So it's like, I need to know about guardian angels so I can tell humankind. And either they say no or yes. So if I think, yep, you're ready for it, so is humankind, they will say to me, yes, of course. So he led me through this door and I walked in, and it was kind of like, you know, it's not really like that, but he's trying to give me visualizations that I can bring down to you so that you can understand it better. Because I say this so many times, if I just spoke to you about light, frequency, color, we wouldn't get anywhere, would we? So there was a huge classroom and there's all these different lovely people. And incredibly, one of the women in there, this was her name was Ivy. Oh, my God, popped in there, I remember. Her name was Ivy, right? And so she said, oh, I'm here just to learn how I can get down to the ether more because I am going to be the guardian angel for my granddaughter. And she didn't even know, the granddaughter didn't even know, because she had passed before she was born, but she was still her guardian angel, right? And then incredibly, I did a reading for someone a week later and I said, oh, your daughter is just adorable. She just is such a bright spark of energy. She's an old soul. I think she was about three or four. And I said, oh my God, your mum missed her birth by about, I think it was about 6 weeks. It was so tragic. And I went, oh my God. So your mum called Ivy. She went, yeah. I went, I do not believe this. And I said, I met your mum, Ivy, in a classroom in the Halls of Learning. She's probably thinking, oh my God, this woman's mental. And I went, I can, and I described her. She goes, that's my mum. That's exactly what she looks like. And she sent me a photo. I could not believe it. So it was incredible synchronicity to back up the fact. I wasn't just imagining, you know, me going up to this classroom. They did that and they showed me and interacted me with Ivy. So that when I did the reading of this random person that I was doing a phone reading for, and then Ivy turned up and it was like, oh my God, how magnificently clever are they? How incredible is that? What are the odds of that? How can people be skeptical when something like that happens? Oh my God, I've got so many of those stories, thousands of them. I just need like 10 pairs of hands to write all the books I need to get out there, I'm telling you. So I went into this classroom with Ivy there, bless her up, and I sat down and it was almost like Archangel Gabriel was there. Archangel Gabriel, I found out through this and through other experiences I've had with him, that he was implementing his frequency, which allows more visitation, clearer visitation to humans on the earth plane. He is the messenger angel. He's the one as the trumpet, right? So he basically was all in this glorious white and gold all around him. And there was bits of blues going through him. And he was saying, okay, this is, and he was literally introducing these spirit people to guardian angel energy. He was literally teaching them how to manifest in the ether and create signs, move things, disturb things, get their humans in a room where their favorite music was playing. He was basically teaching them how to create signs and synchronicity and how to blend with their allotted soul down on the earth plane to help them and guide them if they needed it. And then this is the most magnificent thing as well is that he also told me, and I've had three people come to me who wanted to kill themselves, right? And they went and bought, there was one on the top of a building in London. There was one that was bought a bag of paracetamol, was going to go home and kill themselves. And then suddenly they whooped up in the air before they knew it. The following day, they're awake and they took a spiritual path and never wanted to kill themselves again. Guardian angel implementation and perhaps soul walking. We could do that as another complete subject. So this was all infused in this guardian angel business. If you're not supposed to be taking yourself over, you need to be down here for humankind purposes or for whatever reason, then they will jump in and stop that and change the circumstances. And so I'm like, this is just incredible. So I said, so you are teaching them, because afterwards I was blending with his energy and I was out for about 3 hours. It was incredible. And I said, so you're teaching this people that have wanted to take the role of guardian angel of one of their loved ones down the earth plane, how to implement their presence around them and how to incorporate some sort of way of showing that human, if they're open to it, that they're about and they're doing their thing. I went, yes. So I said, so all the times my dad has shown up and manifested in front of me, he goes, yes. He's learned to physically manifest. He goes, we all need to learn how to go through ethers, how to manifest through different frequencies. So they learn how to move physical objects. They learn how to inspire a human through whispering energy to them, turn left, turn right, don't go down that road. And then you find out there was a road accident later on. Right? And so I went, this is just incredible. So he says, so not only do you have the love and guidance of your soul cluster, not only do you have archangels there for you to invoke, not only do you have personal angels, if we need to keep on the planet or need to look after you, you also have a guardian angel. And he said, and do you know the most amazing thing about all of it? He said, most probably in your human numbers, there's mostly only about 5% of people that know that, because they refuse or their egos block them from wanting to open up to source again. And I'm like, but why? And he said, they forget. A lot of them forget unless they come from bloodline like I am. And it's only if they're needed to help humankind or further their soul cluster down here that we wake them up. Or they come to, you know, a spiritist church or center. They come there through grief and then they open up that way. He said, we weren't really worried about it. But I know now in this current climate we're in at the moment, they are trying to push as many people to open up to the energy as much as possible. So all I will say to you now is, God, I could go on with this for so long. And I know we've already got to quite a long time. My goodness, that went quick. 42 minutes. But what I'll say to you is that think of who you feel will be your guardian angel and ask them to start showing you signs. Do you know what? It doesn't matter if you believe in it or not, you're a bit skeptical. Work it. And I'm telling you, it will work back for you. The phenomena of you connecting with your guardian angel. I do have something very similar, which is meeting your guides. Which potentially could meet your guardian angel there and also visiting your loved ones in heaven. There are freebies on my YouTube channel, but there are also guided meditations you can purchase and download to your device on my website if you wish to take this step further. It is a beautiful thing to have, especially the person you miss the most is normally your guardian angel. They have decided to spend a lot of their sort of time, if you like, because time doesn't really exist up there in the spirit world. They've decided to commit to looking out for you more than any other spirit person for the rest of your time down on the earth plane. And most of the time, whether you're aware of it or not, they are holding your hand when you're scared, stroking your hair when you're sad, and raising a pint to say, well done you, with your triumphs. Try and open your energy up and try to begin a relationship with your guardian angel, because once you know they're there, you'll get to a stage where you're like, oh God, you're here again. It is the most magical thing. And when my dad passed, it created a catalyst of such catastrophic events afterwards that smashed our family to pieces. But to know he's still thriving and that he's decided to be my guardian angel this time around is just fantastic. He's mostly sitting here right next to me now. I wouldn't know because I'm doing something on the level of materialism, I call it, where I'm thinking about talking with you. It wouldn't surprise me if he's sitting here right now. It wouldn't surprise me if he was the one that inspired me. As I told you before, it's so organic, these podcasts. I never know what I'm going to say to you until about 10 minutes before. And I sat down and thought, what am I going to do? Guardian angels. I know for a fact that he most probably came in and whispered it to me, said, talk about that. So that I could bring so much comfort And I would love to hear your stories. The best way is to comment on YouTube, because this will eventually go out onto YouTube or Facebook. Because I'm telling you now, every single one of us has a guardian angel. And if you want to experience the power, the love, the compassion, the humility, and the pure protectiveness of a guardian angel, start talking to them and see what comes, because you will so surprise yourself with how incredibly clever they are at showing you they're here, they're helping, and they'll do everything to make your human existence down here as easy as possible. So with that beautiful thought, and on that note, may you find your guardian angels and have beautiful synchronicities and signs. Thank you so much for your patience. There's been a lot of upheaval, lots of change. And sorry that there hasn't been a podcast for a while, but I'm here now and I'm back. And I just want to say thank you for your support. Also, thank you for allowing me to keep it real with you again. Sending you all my heartfelt love. May the angels bless you every day. Oh, and your guardian angel. Till next time, lots of love, Nikki Allen.